Right, it's just coming up to 11:30 and my guests are both in the studio. I'm joined by the Mayor of Brentwood, William Russell, and the Head of Do Good in Brentwood campaign, Villene. They are in the studio to talk about Do Good in Brentwood. Also, the Mayor's here to talk about what he's been up to and the children's photography competition, which the Mayor is going to be judging along with Natasha from the Chicken and Frog Bookshop and Sarah Kelly, who's the Brentwood Police Community Support Officer. So very good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello. Looking very bright and breezy. And Will, you're not wearing your full regalia today.
No, it's
not.
No, that's in the dry cleaner at the moment.
Right. Okay. Do you have to pay for the dry cleaning? Does that come out of sort of
To be fair, I'm being flippant. I don't know where.
Don't know where it is.
You don't know where those gold chains have gone. Lovely to see you both. We're going to talk to Villene in a second, and we're going to talk about your lovely name as well, because. Never heard the name before, and we were talking about it off
Facebook. Okay, yeah.
But Will, what have you been up to? Because how much longer have you got to go as being Mayor of Brentwood?
Okay, on the 16th of May is when I hand over. So that will come along pretty quick.
Yeah,
I've been fairly busy. It's a real honour to take part in the Holocaust Memorial Week. That was, how can I say, a very well attended event at the Brentwood Theatre and then at the school. Puts things in perspective for you when you hear about the stories and meet the survivors of the Holocaust. It puts things in perspective.
Mm.
And of course, we had the Civic Awards recently. Fantastic event, honouring those highly coveted awards for those people that are doing well in the community. We had some very well-deserving winners, and it was a very good event.
Mm.
I've been doing pretty much lots of openings of stores, the Dogs Trust, which opened a couple of weeks ago. I've been doing a lot of school visits. They're always interesting. They're very, very good. The children, the young ones, are always a tough crowd, and they quite often ask a question that you're actually not sure of the answer. They ask a question, you think, why do we do that? So they're always really quite tough. But otherwise, been really busy on the civic circuit. We recently had, last night I was at the High Sheriff of Essex, giving out awards again to people that do well in the community, and presenting some money for Brentwood Neighbourhood Watch. So they've got some money to carry on their good work.
Mm.
So it's all been pretty busy.
And what about you? Are you saying about children? You've got two lovely children.
Indeed, yes.
Little boy and little girl. Have you been to their school? Because it must be a thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. That's my dad again. Don't lie.
Yeah,
my dad's the mayor.
They love it. They love it. I went to St. Peter's to let off their rocket to start off their patronal festival. And they were, when I was deputy mayor, or when I was about to take deputy mayor, I consulted with the family and said, is it something I should do? And the children jumped up, yes, Dad, you let the rocket off at the patronial festival. So they were really excited. So that's the reason why they wanted me to be mayor.
And also your name will always be there in the history books when people look back.
It is a legacy, I guess, which is nice. How I will be remembered is we'll see.
It is quite. I mean, when people say you do the job of the mayor, it is, you've got loads and loads of stuff that you do during the week. It isn't just one event. You're out all the time because people want you to be at charity events and openings and stuff. And it is. It's but you enjoy it. It's
indeed. And when you're not in the role of mayor, so you might be in Sainsbury's shopping or something.
Mm.
You're still representing the borough. You can't be
smoking and things like that.
Yeah, walking around like a bit of a Les Patterson or anything. Yeah. So you have to be, you have to be quite, there's quite a bit of pressure there. And of course, I've not mentioned the half marathon this Sunday.
No.
Yes, so we've got the half marathon on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Usually the mayor starts the runners off, but I'm taking part this year.
Yep.
So we've got our deputy mayor, the lovely Sheila Murphy, who's going to start us off. And sometime between Tuesday and Wednesday, I hope to finish.
And who are you running for? Is it for a variety
of
charities?
I'm running for the Rotary's cause.
Yeah.
Want to raise the profile of stroke awareness, and of course they do some wonderful work with polio, or trying to eradicate polio around the world. So that's and of course I will also be chugging away to try and put some money in the coffers of the mayor's charity.
So. You know, chugging away means actually drinking beer, don't you?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I was like, really, running and doing that at the same time? And we also mustn't forget, Valine, to let that this man has spoken to Tom Cruise.
Oh, yes, on the phone. I think I read
yes,
that.
Indeed,
yeah.
He hasn't stopped telling his friends about that.
Yeah. And neither have I, because I was very jealous of you.
He's such an attention seeker, isn't he, that Tom?
Yeah. Just drop that into the conversation. Now, Valine, you are from Do Good in Brentwood, a campaign which you set up. First of all, a beautiful name. Tell us about it.
Oh, yes, my dad would be very pleased to hear this story, though he's obviously familiar with it. Yeah, my dad made up my name. I've had nearly 40 years of explaining it to people, including teachers and various other people. He wanted to give me an unusual name, being the firstborn, and apparently it just came to him in a dream. Mm. But if you knew my dad, that would not be weird. That's just my dad all over. Mm. That's but I said my sister's name's Lauren, so she got away a little bit easier than me. She's never had to explain her name to people. She says my name's Lauren, and they just get it straight away. Mm. So yeah,
it is. I'm not very good, as you know, in my pronunciation. So and yeah, I'm not on the best of days, but I've tried. And you actually spelt it out for me properly. It was phonetic, so I can go, oh yes, I can do it now.
Yeah.
Now, Do Good in Brentwood campaign. Why did you set it up, and what does it do?
It's something I've always wanted to do. I'm kind of all about kindness and helping people, and I'm the one that puts my hand up to do the rota for this and read at school and things. But the reason I set up the campaign was to try and get other people involved in doing kind things in Brentwood. But also I'm doing training as a social media manager. And as part of that, they recommend that we set up a live local campaign to get people engaged. And there's various different things that we could do it on like food and body and fashion. I chose to do a community campaign. So my course is coming to an end, but I'm going to continue doing the campaign. And obviously, we've got the photography competition that's going on at the moment. Mm. So Will and Natasha and Sarah are going to help me out with judging and finding five images to shortlist. And then the winner will become the header of the campaign. Because currently, I think it's on Facebook, it's some branded thing that I did. And on Twitter, it's a picture of South Weald that I took on a very sunny day. Yeah. So actually, the problem with the photography competition is that the weather's not so great at the moment. So
it's got to be of somewhere in Brentwood.
It has to be of Brentwood. Yeah. And there's kind of three key criteria that the photo needs to meet. If it meets all three, that's fantastic, but it's unlikely that it will. So that's kindness, community spirit, and the beauty of Brentwood. So obviously the beauty of Brentwood just being something amazing that you see in Brentwood around the High Street or at Thorndon or South Weald, the first signs of spring, if we can find any in this grim weather. There's a few daffodils and crocuses around.
Yeah.
So that kind of thing, and community spirit. There's loads of people that help at Park Run and volunteer over at parks, you know, teams that go out and do things for the community, you know, take a picture of them, and kindness, just, you know, even something that you made for somebody or something that means something to you and represents kindness in, you know, in the area. So,
and it's for children. What's the age groups?
We haven't got any age groups. We're basically going to judge them on those three criteria. And also the important thing to remember, as with all the social media platforms, there's all sorts of rules and regulations. So if it's it needs to be landscape, as it's got to be a header or cover image. If it's portrait, it just kind of won't work. It can obviously be edited or tweaked, but it needs to be landscape.
Now, you've got Natasha from the Chicken and Frog.
Yeah.
Hello, Natasha, because you'll be listening. It was wonderful. And had all her hair cut off. I'm like, what's wrong? Because she had hair like mine. And it's all gone.
I've only ever seen Natasha with the short hair. Mm. So,
She had amazing hair. So I don't know why we're always talking about hair. It's something to do with Wilbin. Yes.
I think that's rubbing off on us.
It is. And you've also got, so I don't think I've met Sarah, but Sarah Kelly is from Brentwood Police Community Support.
Yes. Officer. And she is like super active on Twitter, and she's always helping people and sharing really interesting, useful things. So the three people that I chose are people that clearly love and care about Brentwood, and obviously that's what the campaign is all about, so they're perfect.
What other things have happened with the campaign that you can sort of tell us about? You only set it up in November.
So November I set it up, and it kind of officially launched in January, but I've done quite a few things and tried to get other people involved. We were talking earlier about how difficult it can be to get people involved in things. So I've tried setting an example in the early stages by doing stuff myself. So there was I put flowers in bus stops and left little notes for people. In February it was a random act of kindness day, so I had all these things planned. There's a really, we live near the homestead, so there's this really lots of beautiful houses. There's one that we always walk past and I think, oh, that's really nice. We put a little note in their door to say, thanks for brightening up our day. We think your house is beautiful. I put like a Sainsbury's voucher on the parking meter thing in the car park. And also, I've done things for neighbours. I've baked cookies and take them round. And it's not about me kind of being wonderful and doing lots of things. It's about showing people how easy it is and what a difference it can make if you just take a little bit of time to think about stuff like that. Yeah. There's lots of free things that you can do to help someone. Just, on one day I sort of said as a challenge, just go out and say something nice to someone. If you like their shoes, then tell them. It can make someone's day, or at least just give them a little smile, and it actually makes us feel good as well to do something nice and have that impact. So it's that kind of thing I've tried to concentrate on, and just, changing people's mindset a little bit and just thinking about kindness in that way.
I mean, you as well, working before in hairdressing, that is part of your job as well, but making people feel good.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, that's why I got into hairdressing. It really is the community on your doorstep, and you hope to touch people's lives, and as Valine just said, doing a couple of random acts of kindness are actually really quite easy to do. And with the world as it is, you only got to put on the news, and there's so much horridness out there, and so why not brighten up a bit of life? It's a very good, very good course.
I always speak to everybody, every checkout I ever go to, the people behind me, will you just hurry up? Because I'm always saying, your hair looks nice, your nails are nice, what you've been up to today? I always chat. That's what maybe that's a good or a bad thing, but you smile at somebody, say your hair's nice, or really like, your lipstick's nice, and you just make them, it just makes somebody feel good.
I'll tell you one example that didn't work too well, though, was when I first opened my hairdressing salon, I thought, right, how can I promote this? And so I got some umbrellas made, 200 umbrellas made with the salon's logo on, and I just waited for a downpour, and then I was at Brentwood Station and I was handing out these umbrellas and hoping that they would then continue to promote the brand. But the amount of people that turned me down because they're just not used to getting something for nothing.
Yeah.
It was quite shocking. I had all these umbrellas.
It's funny, isn't it? How people sometimes, they almost can be a bit suspicious. Yeah. Mm. Like, what do they want? Why are you saying that? Mm. And it's really sad that that's become the norm, that if somebody does something nice to you or says something nice, some people will instantly, and I do it myself, will instantly just think, what's the agenda?
Yeah.
So it's kind of, again, with the mindset, turning that around. And, even here, working together as a community in Brentwood, that should just become the norm, that if someone does something nice for you, it's because they want to do it.
Yeah, and I think there should be more groups like this, because the way that it's going with social media, you can't put stuff on social media without people jumping down your throat or taking offence to stuff. We need to have a little bit of goodness and a bit of kindness, because it is turning quite nasty out there.
Well, Valine said as well that since she's been doing this project, she's noticed a lot of good out there, good examples.
Particularly on the Facebook page and things like that, when you're kind of zoning in on that, you tend to notice it a bit more. And on the chatter pages, there's always people saying, I just wanted to say thank you to that person who helped me in the snow, or there was somebody, and I don't know who it was, but wanted to thank the person that had offered to give them a lift back from the station when they saw them trudging back from Shenfield or something. So there's lots of people out there that are doing nice things, and lots of people that want to thank them for that. So that's another, Do Good in Brentwood could be another outlet for that, where if something nice happens, then people tell the campaign, and then we get to share it with everyone else, the like-minded people that are liking the page.
Now, don't forget, if you want to find out more, you can go to Do Good in Brentwood on Facebook. They're also on Twitter. I can't say it. Do Good in Brentwood. Can't get the words out. It's bad enough when I was trying to say your name earlier, now I'm getting this mixed up.
I've just confused you, haven't I? Sorry.
So you can find Do Good in Brentwood on Facebook. Go and join and do some good in Brentwood. And if you want to sponsor Will for the Rotary Club, you can still do that online?
Yes, indeed, yeah.
So have you got a Just Giving page? Or
Total Giving.
Total Giving.
Total Giving, yeah.
So just look up the Mayor's.
Yeah, Mayor's Community Trust Fund of Brentwood on Total Giving.
And if you do want the Mayor to come and open your event, although he's very, very busy, if you go to the website for the council, you'll find the form. Indeed. And you can fill it in and request him to come along.
Help, yeah.
Come along to your dinner party.
Yeah.
I don't know anything, yeah, really.
Lovely.
Yeah. Thank you both very much for coming in. It's been really lovely to meet you.
Thank you, Michelle.
And again, thanks very much for doing good in Brentwood.
Indeed.
There we go. What a nice little segue into some music.